Salwami, sawubona
Sawubona ba
Salwami.
njani?
Ngiyaphila kodwa nginomkhuhlanyana. Nginomkhuhlane kodwa.
Umkhuhlane ma?
Ngiyathimula. Izolo bengiyi-expose
Uyethile ma
emakhaleni.
ngu
No. Oh, this one. Siyamuza thina uMaMhlengwe,
Usami uthini ma?
sawubona ma. Ngithi benginomkhuhlanyana, ngiyasiniza.
Umyuthi.
Nginomkhuhlanyana. Hayi.
Hayi, kusho ukuthi wena ongamuza, siyamuza thina.
Masiyo, can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can also hear Mamhlengwe.
Masiko?
Yes, Chair.
Hayi, indaba inosihlahla.
Awuzwakali.
Hawu.
Futhi sihlalo unenkinga ngakwena
Ngiyakuzwa
because
sihlalo.
siyakuzwa thina noMamhlengwe simuzwa kahle.
Masiko, can you hear me?
Yes, Chair, we can hear you.
Yes. Hey, I miss you.
Angizwa?
We miss you too, Mamhlengwe. Nifihle kahle kodwa.
Sifihle kahle, sathokozwa ukuthi bekukhona ngisho uChief
So,
Whip.
yini problem?
Yebo, ma.
Yes.
Njengombuzo uMaSibu uyaphendula uthi uyagula.
Mina nginizwa nonke.
Awusemathini. Enoba ikinemproblem kolo cala lakho ke.
Kwenzakaleni?
Ngicela akhuphule ima i-volume yakhe neliswa.
So what must I do now?
Mhlawumbe phinde uphume then uphinde ulake ulobekile.
Okay, let me go out and come back.
Hello, Mamhlengwe. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Hey, I miss you too much. How are you?
Hi, Leslie.
You too.
Hello. How are you, Fikile?
Good in yourself.
I'm surviving, babe, surviving.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. You have to keep our head above
water. You look so beautiful, ladies.
Thank you so much, Ma. I don't feel very beautiful, but I receive it. Thank you.
Yes. And Masiko looks so beautiful, too. Yes, this is a woman's man. This is a woman's month. We must be pride. Nyangizo ingane.
Sikuzakahle ma.
Libe bahle. Angaphumi umuntu awubuka umuntu omuhle ngaphandle. Emshiye endlini.
Ashiye la endlini ngoba umumbi awusmile udiniwe.
Awusmile udiniwe lokhu ugqoke iphinifa nje iphiniselani. Ekani iphinifa. Ukakahle ube muhle umseve nge umuhle.
Right, so wenze njalo ma.
Enze njalo.
Ajebe.
Hayi sizwa kahle.
Vuka nje kuguga. Hayi bese nginikhumbule kodwa ke after all.
Hey sikhumbule nathi makona konke lokho kwenzakalayo Nkosi yami.
Namanje futhi aningizwa.
Siyakuzwa hlala.
Masiko, can you hear me?
Yes, Chair, we can hear you.
Hlalo, can you hear me? Ayi sabotashi ke leyo sihlalo.
Kodwa ngiyamute.
Hello sir.
Why in muta mina ningakhona ukungizwa nini? Elo IT yabheka ukuthi yini problem because mina nina niyangizwa mara mina nginizwa.
Yes.
Okay. Ngizobaxolela bathumele lapho. Bathi meeting yethu live.
Mm.
Mphethe. We lost
the call. Mama, alright.
Right, we lost him towards it, woman.
Hey, ngiyakhala mama, ngikho right, yazi, yazi. Yo.
The guy was talking to youth as a totality, in totality.
Yeah,
I think I
need the man. When he talk about the youth, he talk about the youth of South Africa. Yes, that was Mchokozisi. Hey, oh. This car. But what we going to say? God has given, God has taken.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Good afternoon. I hope that you can hear me very well. I was struggling, you know, IT things are not for our age.
Born before technology.
Yo. I was just asking myself, what's happening now? Anyway, good afternoon, honorable members. Good afternoon, Chair. And the deputy chair and all the commissioners present in this meeting today. This is we are meeting at the time where we are on recess as parliament, but we felt that it's important that we sit so that we cannot mix the issues that we're going to discuss today with a normal portfolio committee meeting, where we are going to be presenting your third quarter report or your annual report. So we this is a special meeting, specifically so that we can be able to deal with matters that you were supposed to have given us the report. You've got outstanding reports that we are supposed to bring to the portfolio committee. And also we have seen other things that are happening in your institution. So, and also there's a letter that is coming from your CEO. So, and we are also in the newspapers, and we don't know what's happening. We have seen some of your commissioners in the newspapers, and thereafter we saw you co-opting us to your affairs of the CGE, which I'm sure today you're going to clarify us as the portfolio committee on why we are seeing all these things in the media, on television, in the newspapers, so that we must know exactly what's happening in the CGE. And we were told that there's crisis in CGE, and we as the portfolio committees, as far as we know, CGE, we have been informed of the crisis that is there out there in the newspapers, specifically the city press. That's where we saw that there's crisis. And I'm sure in today's meeting, you are going to share with us and why are all these things happening in CGE, and so that we can be clear and we know what we're dealing with, because we are not sure what we're dealing with. So far as we know, as the portfolio committee, is the outstanding reports that you are supposed to come and present before us. And unfortunately, we are meeting at a time whereby we lost one of our members, Honorable Maluleke, Joyce Maluleke, whom we laid to rest 2 weeks 2 weeks ago. It's 2 weeks ago, who passed on with her husband. So both of them, we laid them to rest. And ourselves as the portfolio committee, we were able to go for bereavement during the week before they were laid to rest. And then myself and the whip, Honorable Masiko, we were there representing the portfolio committee in their funeral. So may their soul rest in peace. Though for us, it's not an easy situation because we lost one a dedicated, committed honorable member who served the people of South Africa with diligence, who ensured that every day she's doing her work. And even in the portfolio committee, she was not one of those who are slumbering and not doing anything, but she's one of the active, who was an active member, and also who was passionate about issues of monitoring and evaluation. And all of us as the portfolio committee, we knew that Sis Joyce, the late Honorable Joyce Maluleke, will not end our meeting without her asking all the relevant questions relating to monitoring and evaluation. I will now request that we have a moment of silence, and so that we observe a moment of silence as the portfolio committee, because it will be for the first time that we don't have her amongst ourselves. May you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. May their soul rest in peace. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We can resume with our meeting. Yeah, it's not easy, but it's okay. So I declare this meeting officially open. And I think Honorable Members, they do have the agenda before them. And the agenda is let me get first the apologies.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon to members and the CGE. I've received one apology from Honorable Sondi, who has been put off by the doctor. She's not feeling well. She has been put until the 29th of August. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Nelisa. Thank you very much, Neliswa. You are all welcome, Honorable Members, and Chair and the Deputy Chair and the Commissioners, you are all welcome. Let's go straight to our agenda, item number 3, which is the briefing by the Commission for Gender Equality on issues pertaining to operational matters of concern within the CGE, response to Commissioner Botha's matter, and to the City Press article published on 8 August 2021, together with the outstanding reports that we said you need to go and investigate and come back and give us your report. Over to you, Chairperson.
A very good afternoon to you, Chairperson, and good afternoon to the Honorable Members, the Whip, the Deputy Chair, and the CEO, and Honorable colleagues, Commissioners from the Commission for Gender Equality. Chairperson, before we start with your agenda item, please respond. Our deepest condolences on the passing of Mama Honorable Joyce Maluleke and her husband. I think we were equally devastated to hear about her passing on. And on behalf of the Commission for Gender Equality, I want to say that we want to pass or send our heartfelt condolences to Honorable Maluleke's family. We share in their sorrow. And to the Portfolio Committee, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, we want to say that your loss is our loss. May her memory be eternal, and may her soul rest in peace, and may she rise in glory. We are deeply, deeply touched by the loss, Chair. Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. And I just want to quickly introduce an additional member that has joined us in this meeting. Besides the commissioners, we are joined by the chairperson of the Internal Audit and Risk Committee, Ms. Refilwe Matenje. Ms. Matenje was one of the Audit and Risk Committee members that were appointed in December, mm-hmm. and she commenced her duties as the chairperson of the Audit and Risk Committee in January 2021. Chairperson, if you allow me, I would like to introduce Ms. Matenje and request her to put on her video and greet honorable members so that they can see her. Over to you, Ms. Matenje.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chairperson. I would just like to say to greet all the members, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. It's an honor being here. Thank you.
You're welcome, Chairperson. You're welcome. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I want to acknowledge that all members are here, Chair, except for Commissioner Mbuyiselo Boda, who is not joining us today because he's been put on precautionary suspension at CGE. So Commissioner Mbuyiselo Boda will not be able to join us this afternoon, Chair. I think that's the only apology from our side, Chairperson. Chair, thank you very much again for inviting us and taking your time when you are on a recess. We really appreciate and respect that. And we hope that issues that will be discussed here, Chair, are issues and the reports that have been submitted to the Portfolio Committee with the PEC that was submitted, I think, towards the end of the month, Chairperson, on outstanding issues in two provinces. Chair, starting with the first one, I will be guided by you, Chairperson. I think starting with the first briefing on the first issue pertaining to the operational matters, Chair, I want to believe that that issue pertains to the letter that was submitted to the Office of the Speaker, as well as the Office of the Institutions Supporting Democracy, which is the IOSD, by the CEO. And the letter basically was about the conflict between the commissioners as well as the CEO, mentioning the tensions in the commission. Chairperson, I just want to indicate that the alleged tensions were also indicating that the tensions are not providing space for the CEO to effectively charge her duties as the accounting officer towards achieving the mandate of the commission. And to resolve the matter, Chair, I think we were made aware that the letters from the Speaker's office were sent or referred to the Portfolio Committee for attention. And I just want to quickly, by way of introducing the issues in the letters there, quickly just go through the following. The letter, Chair, is basically making reference to the meeting of the 11th May, where the Portfolio Committee invited CGE to present its APP, its strategy, as well as its...
Maybe before, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
What we need to get from you, Chair, is whether you did deal with these matters before they were sent to Parliament.
Thank you, Chairperson, for that question.
If you, as an institution, you haven't dealt with these matters first, did the CEO raise concerns, the issues that are on that letter to you as the governance structure, since she's accountable to you, in terms of grievance procedure? Our understanding is that an employee should raise a grievance, follow the grievance procedure first with the employer. and thereafter, if maybe we don't find each other, then those issues can be raised with an extended party like us as parliament. So if you as the institution or as the governance structure, you haven't dealt with the matter, so it won't be easy for us to deal with it. So if because we'll be like found wanting, so we don't want you as the a commission to co-opt us in your problems, because we need to be principled here. We need to know exactly what are we dealing with, and we need to get a report first from you that there were these issues that were raised with you. So we need to be clarified, because if we're not cleared, it's like we are not dealing with your administrative or administration things. You need to deal with that first and then come back to us and give us a report. So we need to be clear on what is it that we're dealing with first. So because we don't want that co-option. Because even the journalist who was writing some of the issues there, it's like you know, we don't even understand how we draw in as the portfolio committee, and especially, you know, the headlines were even saying the crisis in CGE, as if we're part of CGE. We're not part of CGE. You are accountable to us. So we want to be sure what are we dealing with first. So if we can be just clarified on that one. Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you very much. You are absolutely, absolutely correct, Chairperson. I want to appraise the meeting that the issues that are in the letter, Chair, have not been substantially dealt with internally. Chairperson, you will remember that the CEO is employed by the commission. So all the grievance matters that are in the letter that was submitted to the Speaker's office have not been brought to the attention of the employer, if I can put it that way, by the employee. So that I think it will be easier if I put it that way. So they haven't been brought to the attention of the employer as the commission. So, and we haven't properly ventilated on issues, Chair. And as you correctly say, we would have loved, and we are amicable and we are open to the issues that CEO is raising to be raised directly with us first as the commission, within the commission, and then we follow due process in terms of following the grievance procedures which are enshrined in the grievance policy of CGE, and look at how we best deal with those matters. So in a nutshell, Chair, these issues have not been formally brought to the commission. So we haven't dealt with them, Chair. They haven't been properly ventilated. And what we would be asking the portfolio committee is that the portfolio committee is willing to give us a time, Chairperson, to actually look at the issues that have been submitted to the office of the speaker, and they came to you, to your office, so that we can properly ventilate on the issues that CEO submitted internally first. And if there are no, you know, we don't reach consensus, Chair, I think this is when we can actually take the issues outside the institution, Chair. Because if you look at all the issues raised, these are operational issues that we can deal with internally. So, Chair, all we are asking is that can we be given time to resolve these issues internally? And what we can do is to actually provide a report to the portfolio committee in terms of how we have resolved the issues internally as the commission, as well as the internal audit and risk committee, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I don't have a problem with that. Let me get on my honorable members, Honorable Masiko.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Greetings to your good self, honorable members on the platform, CGE, as well as our support for the portfolio committee. Honorable Chairperson, I think one must agree with yourself as well as the chair of the commission. One must also express the greatest concern, Honorable Chairperson, when we received the communication from the Office of the Speaker requesting for our response on the matter relating to what is called the tension between the commissioners as well as the CEO. I think, Chairperson, one, we've not, as the portfolio committee, been made aware of such, and it's quite a concern to hear from the CGE that they have not been able to also themselves thoroughly deal with the matter. I think, Chairperson, they must be given the space and time to perform their responsibility in relation to addressing the concerns or the matter of concern which have been raised in the letter of the CEO to the Speaker. The Portfolio Committee, which is us, should expect a report from CGE, tabling Honorable Chairperson, amongst other matters, how they've been able to resolve or deal with the supposed tension which is written in the letter to the Speaker between the Commission as well as the Commissioners as well as the CEO. I think, Chairperson, we must also, as the Portfolio Committee, request CGE to deal with this matter urgently. It is not in the best interest of the organization to leave this matter unattended. If there is an existence of a tension between the CEO as well as the commissioner's chairperson, I think it's something that must be attended to urgently, because the organization will not be, amongst others, be able to attend to its mandate legislatively and as to fulfill its constitutional as well as legislative mandate. So it's a matter that must be given time frame and must be responded to urgently. But I don't think, Chairperson, it would be in our best interest and the best interest of the Commission for us to deal with this matter if it has not been presented fully and responded to by CGE themselves. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. Honorable Mpiti.
Thank you. Honorable, thank you very much.
Okay, it will be Honorable Mpiti, Honorable Natasha, and Honorable Sharif. In that order.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chair, and a very good afternoon to all colleagues, Honorable members, and the CGE who are with us on the call. I think, Chair, one thing I need to say to really start off with is to really appreciate the quickness and the speed in which the Portfolio Committee was a matter of great importance, I think. And so, Chair, I really think that decision by yourself was one that was very important. Though I do agree with what Honorable Masiko says, that the matter must be investigated and must be thoroughly, all sides must be given an opportunity to give their space. I have just one concern, and that concern, Chair, really is to say that, you know, as we find ourselves now in the month of where we are supposed to be reflecting on the challenges that are faced by women in this country, we are supposed to be reflecting on the major concerns and problems that we have as a country as it relates to gender-based violence, and as it relates to a number of things that are really increasing in our country. We've seen looting in the past couple of weeks in our country, and one feels and asks themselves, you know, what type of mechanisms have been in place to support those people and women in particular who have really seen the outbreak and being hit hard by this particular pandemic. But Chair, my response, I think it would simply just leave it at that, particularly because this matter is now in the media. We saw these articles on Sunday in the City Press, in the news, in News 24, and there's a range of implications that are made on this committee itself, on the committee members, on our integrity, which I think really, Chair, cannot be acceptable. And I think just to simply leave it at that, for me, without even a form of clarity for us as honorable members, because we are being called by media, we don't know what to say, Chair, because we are unaware ourselves what is going on. But on the one hand, we are being told that we are interfering in the CGE. But on the other hand, we also don't know what exactly is happening in the CGE. So I think, Chair, it would be fair that honorable members on this portfolio committee that do the work of providing oversight on the CGE are at least finished with some information about what is going on, so that we can allow ourselves as honorable members of this committee to be able to know exactly how to respond when we get these inquiries, or how do we respond to our constituencies on these issues. And I don't believe, Chair, a response of that nature requires us to be busy with material evidence and proof and witnesses. I think it requires a very sober, mature leadership of the CGE to respond as a leader, as the chairperson, as the CEO of the CGE, and give us surety, and all the people who are watching this at home, who are concerned about what is happening in the CGE, particularly in the month of August, where we are supposed to be looking at how and what are the means and ways in which we make it easier for women in this country to have justice, to receive support on various issues, in which the CGE has a huge role in that conversation to play. I don't believe, Chair, it would be right for us to simply leave it like that. I think if a letter can be written to the Speaker to inform the Speaker what is happening with the CGE, can the portfolio committee members of this portfolio committee be at least afforded the same thing, so that we can be responsible ourselves and accountable? Because I am not happy, Chair, where my integrity is being questioned. So I'd really like that thing to be addressed. And to simply say that we will await a report and investigation is fine. But as of now, I do think this committee deserves much more than that. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mpitsi. I'm trying to list some of the things that will be a point of discussion in relation to what is in that letter. Those things we are going to discuss. There are things that we are going to discuss, Honorable Mpitsi, today with the commissioners, because we need to get clarity, so that we don't want to turn our portfolio committee as a community in discussing emigosi or what. No, our portfolio committee cannot be reduced to that. We need to deal with issues that need our immediate attention, so that ECGE can be fully functional, effective, and efficient, honorable members. So there are issues that even yourself, you can try and write and note them down, so that you will also share with the chair, even whether you forward to me, it's fine. So that those things must be dealt with today, honorable members. But in terms of the other Lokujana, I think we'll take a decision on the other matter. Honorable Natasha.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I totally agree with you and the other previous members, and I agree on this notion that CGE must please not drag the committee into the office squabbles. And I think There's a great deal of office squabbles in the organization and they need to sort it out. And an proper investigation needs to be conducted. And we as the committee need a report. We are not here to sit and listen to the squabbles that they are having. And then yet our good names are dragged into the media like that. We have been very much engaging them and aggressively engaging them, correctly so. But we have never in all of our engagement, one, intimidated them, two, trying to run CGE from our seats as members of parliament. We are an oversight body and we will forever play an oversight role. There are money of the state that CGE is having and they are putting in hours of work that they are doing. So those commissions need to know that they will have to report at some platform. I'm sorry if they are feeling that we are a bit too harsh, but when it comes to the issues at hand, and I want to allude to what the Honorable Mpinti has said, it's Women's Month, and for the mere fact we are sitting and having a meeting to sort out an office squabble that made it its way to the media. They need to get their house in order and see that we get a proper report back from that. We can't be sitting on a Women's Month where we should have been discussing much more pertinent issues on the money that the president has given to the GBV forums that are being allocated for GBV and those instances. Those are the discussions that we should have had for this hour. Now we are sitting an hour to discuss or 2 hours to discuss an office squabble. I don't have the luxury of that time and I don't want to use taxpayers' money to sit an hour, 2 hours or 3 hours to discuss an office squabble. We have an oversight role and allow us to play as the committee our oversight role. We might not ask the questions in a smooth and calming manner the way you want to be asked, but we will get the work done by the end of the day. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Natasha. Honorable Sharif?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good afternoon to colleagues and the CGE. Chairperson, I'm going to be frank. I think the CGE needs to cut the nonsense. I would use the other word, but let's use the word nonsense. Okay, I'm sick and tired of always coming to these meetings and hearing hyperbole. There is obviously issues in the CGE that needs leadership and that needs assistance in order to get these things right. The fact that the CEO wrote to the speaker stating that she has tried all internal processes and nothing seems to work is problematic for me. It is really problematic because it says to me that the CGE is unable or is not capacitated to be able to deal with the internal struggles that they are facing. And then dragging the committee into it and saying the committee number one likes to intervene. The committee doesn't know its mandate. The committee doesn't know its role that it plays to the CGE is highly problematic for me, Chairperson. And this is problematic because our role is to do oversight and hold the CGE accountable. And this is what we have to do. And if commissioners don't like it, then they have to take it up with whoever they have to take it up with. But we are not going to stop asking those hard questions and making sure that they account to us because that is our job. That is why we were elected by South Africans to hold departments and Chapter 9 institutions like the CGE to account. Chairperson, I'm putting it on record that I do think that there are challenges in the CGE when it comes to processes and systems on how they handle cases. And one example that I will use is the Masondo case. The Masondo case is a clear example of how the CGE has made mistakes in their processes And now, you know, almost trying to find ways to cover those mistakes and put it under and brush it under the carpet. And for me, this is massively problematic. I think the CGE, I agree, there has to be an investigation that takes place. And this investigation must come without fear and without favor and must look at all relevant people within leadership and tell us what exactly has happened. You know, I also question the integrity of this investigation being done internally by the CGE. And I wonder perhaps maybe an external body is suited to come in and look at the actual issues that's happening, because these are serious issues. These are serious issues that are coming. I mean, the fact that we're speaking about nepotism within the CGE, PAs ranking at a higher level, you know, commissioners coming out and speaking about how they're unfairly treated and not everybody's treated in the same way, is a problem. And how and it's true what Honorable Mpiti says, how can the CGE work to champion women's issues when they themselves are struggling to champion issues within their own organization? You know, and it becomes really frustrating for us on the committee, especially for me, chairperson, who is always has the CGE's back. You know, you can go back all the way to 2019 where we speak about the CGE and we commend them and we know, well done, you're doing such a good job. In fact, you guys should get more money so you can do more. And then turn around and say that the committee is intervening when we're simply doing our job. For me, that's highly problematic, chairperson. And I wonder and I question the processes of the CGE to be able to deal with this. Thank you, chair.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Let me list the issues that we are going to discuss. In terms of effective functioning of the CGE, I would like commissioners to note down the issues that I'm going to raise that they are of interest for us as the portfolio committee. What are the key issues of concern that currently affects the CGE to optimally perform its functions? That's one. And what are the key issues of concern of the CEO? And what are the key challenges in this regard? And what is required to address these matters? What are the key issues of concern of the commissioners? And what are the key challenges in this regard, and what is required to address these matters? Number two, in relation to HR matters, is the issue of vacancies. What is the current vacancy rate with CGE? And if you remember, when coming to the issue of vacancies, the last time you had to advertise the position of the CEO, it was this portfolio committee who was insisting that you must advertise the position of the CEO. I think in those meetings also, we discussed the issue of contracts of senior managers in the institution, that you must go back and check what is the status of the contract of senior managers in the CGE? I remember, honorable members, we even requested a report that you need to finish us with the report so that we can know exactly what is the status of your senior management in terms of whether their contracts are still in good standing or not, or whether you are supposed to be advertising those positions. And we did caution you as commissioners that those senior managers positions must be advertised. You know exactly the date on when is the post the contract lapsing. So we don't have to have a situation whereby it's like you are found wanting. You didn't know that this position will be lapsing on such a date. So all what you are supposed to have done is to advertise all those positions rather than because we were guarding on you extending contracts when you were supposed to have advertised those posts on time. I think the other one was the and what are the implications of senior management vacancies that are not filled? Remember, there was the there was one position of your senior manager. I think that person was working in the legal division, who resigned, and you were supposed even that one to be proactive. So we want to know all the human resource all the human resource matters on how have you dealt with them. I think the other thing was the CGE recruitment, retention and selection policy, which was an issue that was raised with us as the portfolio committee, and you were afforded an opportunity that you need to go back as CGE and deal with that matter and then give us a report. And there was no stage where we were the ones was dealing with all those things that you are talking about. And then the other one that you need to clarify as what is the role of commissioners insofar as a recruitment, retention and retention and selection of CGE employees are concerned, because these are some of the things that you were supposed to have dealt with. And then the other one was the issue of the handbook, the commissioner's handbook. Remember, there was an issue, I thought that one was resolved, the issue of reasonable accommodation for persons living with disability, that you were supposed to deal with that. And I'm sure you came in one of the meetings to present your, I'm not sure, you'll remind us. But I think these are some of the things that you were supposed to have done. The issue of Mazibuko, the issue of Commissioner Mazibuko, PA, the issue of Dr. Muliko, who wrote an appeal letter to the portfolio committee regarding the declined application. And then there was an issue of commissioners who did not declare that they are working outside. And later on, you gave us a report which we said, no, please, your report, it does not reflect, represent the facts. Please go correct it. Disciplinary cases and investigations and the issues that we said we must go and investigate. Remember the issue of Commissioner Day, which was also part of where she was blocked not to be able to do her job by the traditional leaders of Eastern Cape, and which we felt that there's no way that is the portfolio committee will allow a situation whereby our commissioners can be discriminated because of their sexual orientation, and our commissioners cannot be able to execute their responsibilities or their job, their work, because of their being discriminated by traditional leaders in the Eastern Cape. We said as the portfolio committee, go and investigate and come back and give us a report. So we are expecting that report as the portfolio committee. There was not, whether you go or you do what, we want a report. And there was an issue of status of business model, and a change management plan, which I think, if my memory serves me well, you need to present to us today whether your business model have been finalized and approved by yourself, or what's happening, what is the status? And whether you have consulted with the CEO, and what is the status now? And then the next one will be your leaks, and then how have you dealt with the issue? We have received the report where you were explaining what happened during the appointment of the CEO, but you need to just clarify us on all those matters, commissioners, chair and deputy chair. Here it's like the center is not holding. What is problematic? It's like the center is not holding. But you will have to prove to us that the center is holding by giving us all those reports. I think the other thing that you need to, the leaking of the leakage of information by your institution, it dates back from the time of Honorable Commissioner Nare. It's not a new thing. So we need to get understanding. In your institution, why are you leaking information to external forces when you are such a very critical organization? We need to get all those things. And just explain to us as the portfolio committee, when you say we are interfering, what exactly do you mean? We are interfering on what? So these are some of the things that we need to discuss with you so that we know exactly that all those insults that we have seen on the newspapers are based on what? Because honorable members and commissioners, we are not going to stop to ask you questions as we do our oversight. For as long as you are dealing with taxpayers' money, you are going to get uncomfortable questions from us as honorable members of parliament. We are not going to be intimidated by anybody. We'll ask you questions that are uncomfortable. You are going to account for the money that you are earning, that is a public money. You'll account to us. We'll ask you about those hours. Niatanda and Nitandi, you'll account. We need to know if you are a full-time commissioner, we are working here, and as a full-time commissioner, we are getting paid every month. We are expecting you to tell us that if you have another job, you have other jobs where you are full-time, how do you then work in your other job? The same hours where you are expected at CGE to be at work. Because there's no way that we'll leave you on that one. If you are a part-time commissioner and you are claiming more hours, you need to tell us. You are full-time in your work. You are working from what time to what time? And then when are you making those hours? We need to be terrified. We are not going to do you favors. It's not about us establishing our friendships or our relationships. You are doing your work. We are doing our work as the portfolio committee. We are going to give you support. Where you need our support, we'll give you support. Every one of you knows that if you are doing other work outside, you need to declare. And as far as we are concerned, there was only one commissioner, I think, if I'm not mistaken, there was only one commissioner, if I'm not mistaken, who declared. And I think the fight started when we started to ask all of you to declare and explain to the portfolio committee on those of you who are full-time commissioners, you are expected to be there from what time to what time, and how do you do other work? So I think those are the things. I think our researcher, Kashifa, can help us also in giving us the things that we raise with you, so that you can come back and explain to us. But we're not going to be afraid to ask you uncomfortable questions. There you must rest assured. Our members will ask you questions, and they will have to respond to the questions that they are going to ask you. So, ayiki favor. So, Tina Siafun, you must explain to us when you talk of interference. Whoever is saying you are interfering must explain to us so that we can understand how to interfere. Because so far, most of the reports that we have dealt with, where we see that here we are not doing it right, we will advise you to go back to CGE. Like we are saying now, that have you dealt with some of the issues, the concerns of that are raised by the CEO as commissioners? If you haven't dealt with those issues in terms of grievance procedure, this is what needs to be done. So there's no interference there. So I think honorable members, I've tried to list some of the things that we feel that they are of importance. The effective functioning of CGE, HR issues, issues, CGE recruitment and retention, recruitment, retention and selection policy, and the handbook. I think at one stage the chair, I think she reported that the PA for Mazibuko is being appointed. Yeah, and then disciplinary cases, investigation, the CEO appointment process, and where there was an issue that was raised and the former CEO has taken you, whether to CCMA or what, and how have you resolved all those things? So these are the things that we are going to discuss today. You need to share with us, so that at the end of the day, we know exactly. And then the mess. Those of you who knows the mess can also tell us the mess, because we don't know the mess so far. So I think, Chairperson, over to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much. Chair, I must say you know, the article that reflected that CGE is a mess. We still strongly feel that CGE is not a mess. CGE is not a mess, Chair. And I think we have actually sent our response to the City Press to express our disappointment in the way they have portrayed the Chapter 9 institution, that it's a mess. And if you go, Chair, to the article itself, you will find that there is nothing that actually substantiates that there is a mess at CGE. I think that's where I want to say. And also, Chair, it's so disappointing that the City Press had to drag the portfolio committee, particularly the chairperson, into what is termed a mess of CGE, and we don't even know, even today, how the portfolio committee features in the so-called MS of CGE. But Chair, I just want to say that we have provided our response. We have expressed our unhappiness and our disappointment to the author of the article himself, Chair, and we held urgent meetings to actually look at what we can do with that particular article moving forward. Chair, I think Honorable Mpiti on the article, Honorable Mpiti raised quite important issues about the fact that we are, during this Women's Month, we are faced and we are dealing with these issues. It's quite disappointing, Chair, because ourselves as well, as the Commission for Gender Equality, this is the month that is so critical to us that we have actually started our work in terms of raising awareness, looking at the achievements and the struggles of women in general. And Chair, I must also just mention that Honorable, to Honorable Pity, that we even started on the 3rd with a webinar, Chairperson, that was actually looking at removing barriers for women economic empowerment. And for the first time, CGE hosted a webinar, and we will be hosting quite a number of these webinars. Our plan, Chair, is to actually raise and rise above what is happening. And Chair, we are not going to be pulled down by negativity and negative media articles such as this one. Secondly, Chair, I also just want to say that, Chair, what we have done regarding the article was to request the Secretariat to develop what we call crisis communications management plan or action plan. And that action plan, Honorable Mpiti, it's a plan that is beginning to talk about how we respond to the article and how the article is affecting both the staff internally within CGE, but also our internal and external key stakeholders, including the portfolio committee. So we have an action plan that we are going to implement. And in that plan, I think we have tabled quite a number of issues that need to be communicated and how all of us, including members of honorable members of the portfolio committee, how to respond to negative issues that were raised in the article itself, and also staff members as we all go out to do our work in various provinces. So that particular management strategy will help us all to respond on the negative article that came out this weekend. Chairperson, just key issues on the fact that we are coming across as if we don't want to be held accountable. It's so unfortunate, Chair, because not even a single commissioner, when we have discussions, or not a single commissioner that has come and complained that a portfolio committee is actually raising harsh questions. And I would be disappointed if there is one commissioner who strongly feels that we cannot be held accountable by the portfolio committee, Chair, because I think you are doing your oversight work, and we must actually do our work of actually coming and tabling our reports before the portfolio committee, and you are supposed to ask those questions. And Chair, we have responded to the questions that we have asked. We have never complained. We have never complained. Unless, like I say, Chair, there is someone who is unhappy there. But in our meetings everywhere, Chair, there hasn't been any issue that was raised to say, you know, portfolio committee is unfair. And I think equally would be unfair to the portfolio committee to want to be asked soft questions. And I don't know what harsh and soft is, really, because so far I haven't really, or we haven't really felt, you know, that, you know, the portfolio committee is, you know, unfair to us as the commission. So it's unfortunate if that is coming across like that thing. I think CEO will respond on the vacancy rate and the HR HR matters. The Commissioner's Handbook, Chair, on the reasonable accommodation. Chair, these are two distinct, separate things. We do have a Commissioner's Handbook that is currently under review. It's currently under review, Chair, because this handbook was signed by the former chairperson in 2013. So as part of strengthening our own internal systems and looking at issues that are emerging, Chair, within commissioners as we come and go, we are currently reviewing the handbook so that it can speak to issues that are emerging, but it can also speak to lived experiences of commissioners then and now, Chair. So we are currently reviewing the handbook. On the reasonable accommodation, Chair, and we will inform the portfolio committee as soon as the handbook is finalized and signed off by plenary. On the reasonable accommodation.
Thanks, Chair. Can we get a date as to when the handbook will be finalized? I think just to put it in the air, it's not going to help for us. We need a date as to when it's going to be finalized, because if you don't have something that are streamlining the work environment of commissioners, that means I can go out and speak any day, anything that I see being fit to speak on that is happening within the CGE. So we need a time frame as to when this handbook will be concluded and presented to us. Thank you very much, Chair.
Chair, you're on mute.
You're on mute, Chair.
Thank you. So thank you very much, Honorable Members and Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable MPT. Thank you very much, Honorable Natasha, for your question. And Chair, as you are responding, we need to also get that report where on the issue that you have raised in the Portfolio Committee of the defiance by by the CEO on issues, a resolution that you have taken at your plenary. I'm sure when you are presenting the report, you are going to also respond on that one. You can continue, Chair. I was just reminding you on the outstanding reports. The investigation of the Commissioner Day on the issue of the Eastern Cape, that's one of the CEO, and then I think those are the other reports that were outstanding from your side that we said we're giving you 2 weeks so that you can come back and report to us. You can continue, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson, and I just want to appreciate the question from Honorable Ntlangeni. Honorable Ntlangeni, the handbook is what is finality. However, there's still a bit of work that needs to be done on it by the task team of commissioners that we have selected or appointed. Once it's finalized, and hopefully during this second quarter or third quarter, it will then be subjected to the Internal Audit and Risk Committee to actually have a look at it. So we are hoping that by end of the third quarter, which is December 2020, it could be before that or end of third quarter, the final handbook would have done its own internal rounds internally and reaches its approval stage at plenary. And it can be shared then with the portfolio committee once it has been approved internally by plenary of commissioners. So in terms of providing the time frame, I just want to commit that we will give ourselves until the end of the third quarter to allow it to be finalized, to be cleaned, to look at the legal languages in it, and to also allow it to make rounds internally towards approval processes by plenary as well. So we're looking at end of December, Honorable Ntlangeni. Then the issue on the reasonable accommodation chairperson, it's a completely separate a policy for CGE that was reviewed, chairperson, as soon as we looked at appointing the PAs for commissioners, Commissioner Mazibuko and Commissioner Boda. We realized that when we revisited the reasonable accommodation policy for CGE, the policy had some gaps that we needed to fill in the policy. And this process was led by the deputy chairperson, who convened through normal internal processes towards making sure that the policy itself is reviewed to accommodate reasonably commissioners who need assistance, not only commissioners, but also staff members, Chair. So that reasonable accommodation policy, following its review, it was then adopted by plenary last year. DC, you will feel free to come in here if my data are not correct. But I still want to say when we had the plenary that set in September, if not October last year. So that reasonable accommodation policy was then adopted, and the PAs were then appointed based on that reasonable accommodation. Chairperson, I just want to also say that, yes, the PAs are available, and Commissioner Mazibuko can attest to this, and all commissioners, by the way. And the work is actually smooth and smoother than before. And thanks to our colleagues that we have actually been able to put our heads together towards improving our systems. Chair, about the leaks, and commissioners would fill in where I left some important points. The leaks remain a concern for CGE, Chair. And you are quite correct, Chair, when you say that, the leaks of information, of confidential information, is not a new thing within CGE. I think we have inherited a very bad culture, Chair. It's a bad culture within CGE where there is leak of information by individuals, either leaking that information to the newspapers and to people outside the commission. And that really remains a cause for concern. How we have tried to deal with it, Chair, besides developing our own communication strategies, how we have actually looked at our own confidentiality information and how the policies are actually beginning to describe how we should actually look at, confidential information. Chair, I think in one of the recent plenaries, this is also something that we circulated to commissioners, because we need to keep reminding ourselves about the importance of not taking the confidential information out of the institution to other people and or to other institutions, even without the approval of the chairperson. Chair, in the recent plenary that we sat on the 19th and 20th of July, we did invite our own ITC person to come and present on the POPI Act, because we felt that the POPI Act needs to actually be looked at and operationalized within CGE, because it also speaks to issues of confidentiality and confidential information that is shared with people. So these, we are always aware, Chair. We are aware and we are trying our level best to make sure that we comply with even not only internal policies, but also with internal acts and laws that govern the issue of confidentiality within an institution and confidential information. So that's why on the 20th of July, Chair, we invited a presentation on the POPI Act. We also invited the second presentation on the same day, Chair, on the issue of how safe are we when we hold our meetings. For an example, Chair, as we are seated in this meeting, sometimes you will find that the recordings and or the voices can actually go out and unauthorized. And if I say unauthorized, I think this is something that we also dealt with and looked at, unauthorized by the chairperson. And these are in, and we are trying to improve even our systems and our communication platforms, Chair, like the Zoom. So we have moved away from Zoom. We are now on the Teams because we think that we need to be protected and recorded accordingly. So these are some of the things that we are always conscious and aware of, Chairperson, in terms of the leaks. Right.
Maybe still on that one, Chairperson. Your commissioners and your staff members aware that when you are in a meeting like this, you don't invite visitors in your house because you know that it must only be your yourself, and because you can't have visitors and be in a meeting like this in your house, because when we are in the meeting like this, you know that your house becomes an office, the boardroom of CGE. So therefore, there can be another person in your house and listening to all the things that you are discussing in a meeting. Because you see, the recording, a person can sit with you in your house. Like, for instance, where I'm sitting, I can be sitting here and be having somebody in my house who's recording each and everything that is discussed in our meetings.
Yes.
So even honorable members, they know. As honorable members, we know that when we are having meetings, you won't see our honorable members. Our honorable members, they know that they can't even invite friends to their houses. It's only us, you know. And the people who are staying with you in the house, because they know already, we have taught them that this house becomes the parliament, a boardroom. So they won't even allow anybody to come in. So are your commissioners and your staff members aware of that?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. Chair, I think you are quite correct, Chair, to say that awareness raising needs to happen within commissioners and within staff members. And I think this is the message and the information that we will take to the entire CGE, Chair, because you are quite correct. Whether we have communicated or not communicated this, but I think as we continue to raise awareness, we will definitely include that one, you know, the issue that you are raising, to say, you know, when you are in your house, make sure that there are no people that are listening to the conversation, because it is the CGE office. Wherever you are, it is the CGE office. So colleagues, commissioners, I think we are taking that input from the chair, and I hope that CEO, you are listening. This is an emphasis that we need to take to the staff members as well, so that all of us within CGE are aware that during conversations, webinars, when we share information, when we have meetings, we don't actually invite friends and staff members, I'm sorry, and family members in our meetings. Thank you for raising that, Chair.
You can continue, Chair.
Chair, can I pause here, Chair, and perhaps ask Deputy Chair to come in? I just want to drink water, Chair. Yes, I can feel the grilling, Chair.
I think the other thing that we need to satisfy ourselves with, Chairperson, is that do your commissioners understand exactly what is their role as commissioners?
Yes.
Because you see, this thing of saying the portfolio committee, they don't know. It's just unfortunately that one of your commissioners is not here. Because in that article, it was saying the portfolio committee does not know what they are doing. We know exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And it can be correct that you, as commissioners, when you don't understand your work, then you drag us in. We know exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. That one, with no doubt, we know, all members, they know.
Yes, yes.
That one, it's undermining our intellectual integrity. It's an insult. And it can never be tolerated by the members of the portfolio committee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if your members are saying we don't know our work, we want that those members to tell us today, you are basing on what?
Mm-hmm.
That's why the issue of interference and the issue of us not knowing our work, the work that we're doing, you must tell us. We need to hear that from this meeting. So that, you know, where we are faltering ourselves as honorable members, we are able to go back and say, we have overreached. You know, we have stepped on the wrong side. So that we come back.
Yes.
So that's why we'll allow, I see my honorable members, our honorable members, their hands are up. Honorable Natasha has said we must give you 2 weeks for you to adopt your handbook. So I'm now forced by the hands of honorable members, Chairperson, based on your presentation, I want to allow honorable members to speak before I continue with the meeting. Honorable Ngombo, Honorable Mgweba, Honorable Sharif, Honorable Masiko, Honorable Mpiti, in that order.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Chairperson, just a request that the CGE also provide us a report, so just a brief report on the suspension of Commissioner Porter and whether that is related to the conversation where Commissioner Porter referred to Commissioner Mazibuko in a derogatory manner. And also, just as a portfolio committee, I think that we must condemn in the strongest term possible the use of a derogatory language against a person with disability, especially by someone who has a high profile in society. I think it is unacceptable. As a commissioner of one of the Chapter 9 institutions, Commissioner Porter should know better. So thank you, Chairperson. Just a brief report on the suspension of Commissioner Porter. Thanks.
Thank you, Babu Ngobo. Honorable Sharif, Honorable Sharif or Mgweba?
Honorable Mgweba first, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mgweba?
Thank you very much, Chair. And two issues, in fact, Chair. One, I think Honorable Ngobo have spoke about it. I've just perused that letter response of the CGE to the City Press. One would wish to ask to the CGE on the issue that speaks to the tirade by Commissioner Porter. The CGE has investigated the matter and plenary adopted the recommendation from the committee that was tasked to investigate. What is the progress report? Now that in their response to the City Press, they spoke about investigation and recommendations that have been adopted from the committee. That's the first part. The second part, Chair, I know that honorable member spoke about the article itself that speaks to the committee being unprofessional, and also saying that we are asking substantive questions instead. we are not asking substantive questions, instead asking as if we are talking gossips, you know. Then my request that Chair, that time, I know it can be the issue to be responded by the commissioners here today, but reading the article, it spoke about Mufokeng, which is the former commissioner, that spoke about us being unprofessional. I will then request to the CG at least that there must be a letter that goes to Mufokeng so that she must explain further what does she mean if she's saying we are unprofessional and we are asking questions as if there was a WhatsApp discussion of some sort. Because for me, it seems that she's undermining our intelligence, and also she's also undermining us as committee members. And lastly, Chair, I know that in the first presentation by the chair of the commission, she then said that while there are issues in the CGE, they have not 100% dealt with those issues internally, especially issues that operational and administrative. And I wish that we, as a portfolio committee, must have time frames, especially to the issues that the chair indicated that they have not dealt with in the commission itself. We must have a time frame from today that at least we give them a week to go and discuss those issues and bring back the report to the portfolio committee. But however, Chair, I think also one honorable member, you know, also proposed that some of the investigations must be done. I think I'm also, you know, agreeing with that honorable member, by an external body, especially those issues that affect, you know, all the parties, you know, because I don't think that if I've got issues in the portfolio committee, the investigation must be done by other honorable members, but there must be an external investigation so that at least that external body must be able to understand the issues on both sides. So I'm proposing that that external investigation, Atlantica Party, must be then given that opportunity to investigate the issues, especially those issues that affect, you know, the commissioners themselves, amongst themselves. And also, Chair, lastly, I want to raise this, and I will always raise it, Chair. We don't want to be seen, we don't want to be dragged on issues that must be dealt by commissioners internally in the institution. There must not be Atlantica brought to us, but they must deal with them internally, so that we can't be disrupted in our oversight role as the portfolio committee and parliament. But obvious, when there are issues that need our urgent attention, we'll deal with those issues. But those that are operational and they must be dealt with at that institution, at the CGE, they must do that, but give us the report. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mkweba. Honorable Sharif?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I was just going through the Constitution, and if you look at Chapter 4, it says that the National Assembly or any of its committee may summon any person to appear before it. And I think perhaps we should ask the ex-commissioner to come and tell us what she means exactly when she makes such claims. It cannot be that people can make claims out in the media and not hold accountable. So according to the Constitution, we should have the power to ask her to come to committee so that she can explain and give evidence of her claims that she made in City Press. Chairperson, yeah. The next thing I want to speak about is I would like to get answers from the chairperson, and perhaps it could be in a written format with that mind, on the processes of the Masondo case. Now, Chairperson, I know it seems like I keep going there, but I do feel that processes were not right in that case, and I would really like a report to find out what exactly happened there. There's always two sides of the story. One person says this, one person says that, and then there is the truth. And it is the commission's job, it was the commission's job to do due diligence and proper investigation, or simply refer the matter and say, this may not be a CGE matter, and you know, the CGE to stay out of a political spat. So I would really like some form of information, not on the contents, on the process and what was the process of how it happened versus what is the process of other cases, Chairperson. Lastly, Chair, we've been speaking about, you know, this City Press article where it also speaks about Commissioner Day. And Chairperson, I don't see Commissioner Day on this Zoom meeting. And if I remember correctly, the Chairperson only gave the apology for Commissioner Buerta because he's suspended. And I think that, you know, Commissioner Day should be given the opportunity, you know, to speak about her experience. And so I'm just wondering about that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, I'm sure the other thing that we want to get from you, when you appoint an external body to investigate matters, who then gives them a brief in terms of reference? Is it the commissioner? Is it the office with the deputy chair, or is it the CEO? You will respond on that one, Chair. Let me get Honorable Masiko.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. One wishes to start where Honorable Sharif left off on the issue of the presence of all the commissioners on this platform today. The only apology, in fact, it's not an apology. It's a report on why one of the commissioners is not present, is the mere fact that he is on a precautionary suspension. We have not received as a committee other apologies from commissioners that are not present. Can the chairperson of the commission kindly clarify on the attendance of the other commissioners in this meeting? That's the first one. Chairperson, I think, you know, really part of the problem that we're experiencing today, and we need to be honest, is the fact that there are commitments that are made on the side of the commission which they do not keep up to. I would like to refer, Comrade Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, to a meeting that we held last year that spoke about the very matter that we are speaking about today, which is the handbook. The first meeting that one can refer to, Chair, is on the October meeting 2020, which we were dealing with quarter one report, as well as the November meeting. Again, the matter was reported. We were promised, Honorable Chairperson, that the handbook is closed. The process of revising the handbook was undertaken by the commission, and the process is almost finished. That was November 2020. We are now in August 2021, and we're still hearing reports that the handbook has not been finalized. So I think, Chairperson, we need to take ourselves, the commission needs to take this portfolio committee seriously in terms of the commitments that are made, and how or not, or the inability of the commission to keep up, Honorable Chairperson, to the commitments that have been made. The second one, Honorable Chair, I know that at the beginning of the meeting we gave them, we spoke about how we should give them an opportunity for them to resolve or report on the matter between, or the tensions between the CEO and the commissioners. But I'm going back again to a meeting that we held in May 2021. And Chairperson, you have requested me, the resolution, or one of the resolutions of that meeting, was that the portfolio committee will receive a report within 2 weeks on this issue.
of the CEO. 2 weeks have passed. We are now again in August from May. We have not received that report as the portfolio committee. And Chairperson, we are not going to be able to preside over or play oversight over a commission that prolongs the matter of dealing with issues, especially this issue, Chairperson, of the CEO, who is also part of the accounting officers of CGE. So, Chairperson, that's why I said that it's important that this matter be dealt with. But I'm also now reminded, because we keep records, and most of the time our portfolio committees are open and they are recorded. We had a commitment was made, and we said that within a process, within a space of 2 weeks, the report must be given to us as a portfolio committee. It has not been given, and today we are in August, and we are hearing that the matter is still under investigation and we're still processing it and this, that and the other. And it's of great concern, Chairperson, that these issues have not been dealt with in the time that has been allocated for the commission to deal with them and report to the portfolio committee. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
That is where the mess is. The mess, and I think we are going to reject that with the contempt it deserves. We need the report on how have they resolved on that matter. In fact, all the reports that we said we need, if we need them to investigate and give us, we want those reports today. Honorable Mpithi? Honorable Mpithi?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and also thank you to the honorable members who really have raised a lot of what I wanted to say. But I think the last point that is made by Honorable Masigo is a very important one. I won't speak on the handbook because she's covered that very clearly, but I want to also just touch on Honorable Sharif related to when she just spoke now, which is the case around Honorable Masondo. That case, again, we were promised a report, Chair. You'll remember the meeting where this issue was raised. It was raised to the CGE. We raised issues of process. We raised issues of unfairness. And we were told in that very meeting that there will be a report that would clarify the issue. We were sent, I think, a two-page document before our portfolio meeting where we were supposed to deal with the, I think it was the quarterly report. But that issue is not completed. And there's a lot of things that are still outstanding. So I really believe that in the reports that are supposed to come, at least from the CGE, that report needs to come back. We need to be clarified on what happened there. There's issues, many things, Chair, that were raised there around the minutes of the meeting, of the Chairperson meeting with Honorable Masondo. We requested the minutes. We were told there were no minutes. So those type of things, Chair, are those things. And I said it in the meeting, and I'm sure the Chairperson will remember. I said, when you operate in that way, even when you are doing nothing wrong, you bring a shadow upon yourself. Because once you are not providing information, and once you are telling us that there's no minutes, because remember, as a chairperson of a Chapter 9 organization, you are at the highest level in terms of the Constitution. You are at the highest level. So if anyone meets with you in your official capacity, and later on, there is something that unfolds and you do not have information to back yourself up, then it becomes a problem. So really, Chair, these are the things that really concern us as honorable members. And again, when we raise these things and we hear in news reports that the committee is interfering, it really doesn't sit well with me, Chairperson, because we know as a committee of women, youth, persons with disabilities, there is no decision that is taken exclusively by you, Chairperson, Honorable Ndaba. We take decisions as a committee in this committee. That's how I know we do our jobs. So there's nothing that happens outside of this committee without us as honorable members in this committee, because we work together in this committee, whether we are ANC, whether we are EFF or DA, we make the same decisions, we talk to each other, we fight if we don't agree, but we always come to a solution. And that solution is always together as a portfolio committee. So I really want to put this on record and say I've taken the greatest exception to what has been said. And I hope in the report it will be clarified, that interference. It must be clarified, because right now the shadow that has been thrown to this committee and its members is unacceptable and it needs to be dealt with. Chair, I want to also state an issue that I really believe is a concern as well. The chairperson of the CGE has reflected a little bit on it, but the appointment of the PAs to the commissioners is another issue that I think needs to really be spoken about. Because when I read the article around the City Press about maladministration, I asked myself, what could they be referring to? Because we do receive the reports, the quarterly reports, we see the financial state of the CGE, we see what is being done. Then I remembered that there was an issue around the appointment of PAs to commissioners. And there was a report around a commissioner appointing their child as their PA. I want those things to also be investigated, to come to light. Because now, you know, once you attach this mess as it's being reflected in the media to the portfolio committee, we must do everything in our power now to expose anything that is in the dark and anything that is happening incorrectly in the CGE. So that information must also come to light. Those who filled them, what was the process, what's the nepotism? That information must come to the forefront, because I think it's very important that we know exactly what is happening, because it cannot be now that we as a committee and the portfolio committee chairperson is being shown in a newspaper. We are being told our integrity is to be questioned. It's as if we are not doing our jobs. But we've been asking these things from the beginning. You know, and Honorable Sharif has already said that from 2019, after the national elections, when we are appointed to these committees, we were there to support the CGE. We were there to say the CGE is doing well. In fact, the CGE was the only thing at that time, in my view, outside of the NYDA, outside of the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, that was doing a great job. So now it really is shocking to now find ourselves in this position. But we must say that the fact that this meeting has taken place and it has been called during constituency period must show the commissioners and the leadership of the CGE how serious this matter is, because now it's no longer about you and the work that you're doing. It's about everybody. And therefore, we must do justice to the concerns that are now in the public. We must make sure that those concerns are really, really, really dealt with and are investigated to the fullest, so that people have confidence in the CGE. Because this is not the time for people to be questioning the work of the CGE during Women's Month, at the time where we have the highest levels of gender-based violence in our country, at the times where it seems, you know, that women and women's rights are really being violated in this country by men. This is not the time for such an institution, such an entity to be facing these type of things. So Chair, I would really just would like to add to those reports, the reports around the PAs, and also the report around the matter relating to Honorable Masondo, because that one, it has huge implications for the CGE. Because here you are dealing with a victim and an alleged victim and an alleged perpetrator. And the impression that is given to the public out there is that CGE is protecting someone who is in a position of power. And it cannot be that CGE must have that type of shadow cast around it. It should be seen as an independent institution that can protect a domestic worker, that can protect a CEO, that can protect anyone in society, not on the basis of the position that they hold. And that is a very important thing that I think I need to say. So, Chair, just in conclusion, the last thing I just want to say, On the investigation that has already been called for, I think it needs to be an official motion by the portfolio committee, where we send it as a unanimous motion to say that there must be an investigation around the maladministration that has been referred to, and also around the many issues that are being alleged in this particular case around the CGE, so that we return the confidence of the people to the CGE, because that is the role that we need to do as honorable members providing oversight, is to ensure that the South African public has full confidence in entities and institutions that are there to protect ordinary people, that those institutions can do their job and that they can meet the mandates that they are there to do. So I'd really like to put that, Chair, officially as well, and that if it is possible that independently that investigation takes place, to ensure that the outcome of that report is viewed with fairness amongst all commissioners. It's viewed that there was no way in which someone could have interfered to get a particular outcome or whatever, so that all commissioners who feel aggrieved by whatever reason they may feel aggrieved by, have the surety and the certainty that it was a fair process and a fair investigation that culminated into the outcome. I think the most important thing, the culture of an organization is the most important thing. And I think it really is hard, you know, to find, commissioners at such a high level not finding common ground. So I really would like to ask on my side that please let us find common ground, whatever issues there may be. Let's find common ground, because at this time, such a critical time in our country, we really require everybody to be pulling in the same direction. We really require in this month in particular for us to find ourselves and make sure that we carry the message that we need to carry, that we put in the ways that we need to put. I mean, next month is the second year of the death of Uyinene and many other women. So these are the organizations, colleagues, really, that people need to be looking with 100% surety that you guys will pull through for them, that you guys can do something to help, to even when others are failing, it must never be a Chapter 9 institution that fails. You know what I mean? It must never be you guys that fail, you know, because your role is outside of the political space. It's outside of departments and this and that. Your role is independent. So you must always be looked at, you know, with those eyes that we can't fail when we come to this door, when we knock in this door, we will not fail, we'll get help. So please, please, I just request that through the chairperson, let's get this thing sorted out and let's move forward so that we can do the work that we're supposed to do. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Masiko, thank you, Honorable Mpiti. Honorable Masiko.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I just want to add, I think it was raised by Honorable Sharif as well as Honorable Mpiti, the issue of Commissioner Botha, Chairperson. I think really we need to hear from the Chairperson that what action is CGE planning to take, because I think, Chairperson, this issue is an issue that concerns it's a disciplinary matter. And it's not enough to hear that he's been placed on precautionary leave. What is the commission currently doing to address the issue? Have disciplinary measures, or has the DC been set up? And how are they planning to take the matter forward? Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. Chauvinism and patriarchy can never be tolerated. Commissioner Botha must be subjected to DC. But they must tell us what is it that they've done. And then Honorable Baningam Kumbang. Leya Idrig, Honorable Members. Commissioner Port, Nizomisa would see. Madam Nizospera Konamanja would see it in the I see, CEO, you were supposed to to respond to some of the issues that I have mentioned, issues of human resource. I know for the fact that the position also of the CFO, a contractor here was laughing. And if you can just a report on all those.
case to the labor court, but we haven't received any paperwork from the labor court. And unfortunately, our representative in this case passed away a week or so ago. So it's another area where we have to go back and work on how do we move forward in a situation like this. Honorable Chair, these are the questions that I had noted down. If I have left anything out, I will be reminded. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, CEO. And I think in your organization, you do have a human resource committee. Maybe I will allow Commissioner Rakolote to also respond to some of the issues, because we can see now that you have vacancies at senior management level, and that also will have an impact in terms of the effectiveness and efficiency of your institution. So I will allow Mr. Rakolote.
Thank you, Chairperson, and afternoon, honorable members and colleagues. Let me first just give the context that, yes, we have got an HR committee, and in the HR committee, where the CEO sits in the HR committee also. In the CGE, there was a policy, recruitment policy, which was signed on the 31st of March, 2014. In that policy, and I will request the CEO, when we send the text to Parliament, share the old policy and the new policy so that honorable members can see what I'm talking about. In that old policy, dated the 31st of March, 2014, section 7.3.1.4, it states that in case of a director level post, which are senior managers, the CEO shall, in consultation with the chairperson, select a commissioner to be a member of the selection committee for the levels of director upwards. So it has been in the policy of the CGE that commissioners are participating in the process of appointing directors. It has been there. In the very same policy that has been dated, that was dated 31st March 2014, when you go to section 7.3.1.2, it says the selection committee shall consist of at least three members who are members of the staff on a grading higher than the grading of the post to be filled. In this case, if, for instance, you want to appoint the CFO, it means the members of the selection committee, all of them must be in a higher grading than the CFO. I'm giving example using the CFO. So you'll have then the CEO who's higher, then you still need other members of the staff who are higher than that grading. We picked up this lacuna within this policy as members of the HR committee. And it will go now to why we had to go and review the policies. On the 13th of January, 2021, we reviewed the HR policies, including the recruitment policy, and made recommendations for amendments. Our committee makes recommendation to plenary, and plenary is the highest decision-making body, take a decision. On the 13th of January, 2021, we reviewed all the policies, including this recruitment policy. And our focus was also on this lacuna whereby the selection committee should consist of at least three members who are members of the staff on a grading higher than the post to be filled. We made amendments as an HR committee. And on the 12th of April, we had a meeting again as HR committee, and resolve that all the amendments that we have made as a committee should be presented to plenary. That was going to sit on the 20th and the 21st of April, 2021. During that plenary of the fourth quarter of 20 April to 21 April 2021, the plenary resolved that those policies, including the recruitment policies, should be adopted through the round robin. We tried through the round robin process, which we were not successful, but there was a resolution that we meet on the 27th of May 2021 as plenary, special plenary, to approve the policies. We have approved a policy which addresses this lacuna that we have identified in a policy of 2014. After addressing this lacuna, the line manager of the CEO in this case, which is the chairperson, informed the CEO that you can continue the process of appointing senior managers using this amended new policy. The new policy in this amendment to address that lacuna that I've indicated from the old policy of 2014, it still says the CEO shall appoint a selective committee to make recommendations on appointment to a post, and the chairperson shall deploy a commissioner serving in the relevant subcommittee to be part of that committee. The selection committee shall consist of at least 3 members, consist of staff members and commissioners. And also then now in this case, the CEO is allowed to bring in an external party. But we also added another change in that policy and say, if you're advertising a policy of senior managers, it is good for a chairperson of that subcommittee to have a view of the content of the advert, of what is going out there. Because we had a feeling that sometimes, because of the new business model, the subcommittee chairperson should be involved when there's the advert of a senior position going out, for them just to make input in that advert. And that was not taking away the responsibility of a CEO. The CEO is part of the HR committee. All policies, including the recruitment policy, were adopted by plenary. So the CEO was told by the chairperson, the line manager, to say, continue the processes. And I'm sure the chairperson of the commission will concur with me there that she was given a go-ahead to say, we've got a new recruitment policy that has been adopted. She was part of the whole processes of that policy development. She just has now to continue implementing to ensure that we get these senior managers on board. I looked at the letter that she submitted to the speaker, and to my surprise, I've been singled out in that letter saying, no, the chairperson of the subcommittee, Siduko, decided this. No, it was the recommendation of plenary on amending the policy. So for now, she just has to implement the policy and appoint the new staff members at the senior level. Thank you so much. If I've forgotten something, my colleagues from the HR will add whatever is possible. So I wanted to give that context.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Commissioner Rakolote, for that clarification. What we want to hear from you is that now, in the case of the CFO, you said you did what?
Okay.
Because his contract has expired.
Sorry for coming in while you're speaking, Chairperson. After we have adopted this policy on the 27th of May 2021, during this time the CFO was on extension, but the CEO was given instruction to say advertise these positions now, because now we have got a policy which we call it recruitment, selection, and retention policy. Our expectation from the 21st of May until today is for the CEO to advertise for these positions and we get the CFO, including HOD PEI and including also HOD legal. So from where we're sitting, we've got the policy then she does have to implement. But instead of this implementation, let me speak for myself. I was surprised now seeing a letter in Parliament where there's a complaint about the very same policy that was adopted by plenary, where the same CEO participated in all the process of developing. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Rokolote. According to what you have explained now, so that one is clear. So there's no need for all these other things. Honorable Natasha? Natasha?
Yes, Chair. No, thank you very much, Chair. I don't know, like, Chair, there's a crisis here. And I can't seem to put my hand on it. There's a crisis in CGE. And I think we will need to go and do oversight. Do they have officers? I don't know how they work. Do they have officers, Chair? We'll have to go and do oversight and go and see. But there's a crisis in the CGE and there's a mess. There's people communicating over each other and all of that. People are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I generally believe there's a crisis here, because sitting here and listening to what I've just been mentioned here, like, and we just take it as on face value that the issues that the CGE must be dealing with are happening on a daily basis, on the daily tasks, and we are taking it as face value that all commissioners knows what they are supposed to do and all CEOs and CFOs knows what they are supposed to do. We shouldn't take things lightly, Chair. I think we need to do some form of oversight here. There's a crisis here, and we need to keep our hands on the pulse of CGE. Failing to do so, we would fail many women that are looking at this body as some form of hope in solving their pertinent issues that they are having, whether it as a boardroom or, as Mr. Mbiti have said, the normal domestic worker. So we will need to have some form of oversight here, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Natasha. They do have offices. By the way, Chair, where are your offices?
We have our head office in Bramfontein at the Women's Jail, Constitutional Hill. That's where our head office is. And then, Honorable Chair, we do have offices in all 9 provinces, including Gauteng. The province for Gauteng, the office for Gauteng is in Pretoria. We have an office in Cape Town, just opposite Parliament at APSA building. We do have offices in all 9 provinces, Northwest, Limpopo, Northern Cape, Free State, KwaZulu-Natal, and Eastern Cape. So there are offices, Chair.
Okay, I think we support what Honorable Natasha has just proposed, that we need to do oversight in your offices, just to get a sense on what exactly, where are your offices, how are you working in those offices, and also the issue of non-filling of vacancies. It's a problem for us, which needs immediate attention. So, Mr. Commissioner Rakolote, I think we have noted the issue of those posts that are not filled by your organization. That it's an issue that needs to be prioritized, since you are the chair of that subcommittee.
I've noted that, Chairperson.
Yeah, we need time frames.
Chairperson, the process of recruitment, selections, and appointment, roughly in the maximum can take 3 months. The whole process, advertising, interviewing and appointing, to complete the whole process, you can rush it within 3 months. And in this case, I will rely to the chairperson of the commission as the direct line manager of the CEO for us to have a commitment of the next 3 months, which we have filled all these positions, follow the whole process to the latter and come back to you and say, now we've filled the whole positions.
Yeah, since the CEO have said there's no, the head of a human resource, it's not there. She resigned. Did you say that as CEO?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she said the head of human resource have resigned. So it means something needs to be done. And we are not going to accept any reason that is going to say to us, we haven't done this because there's no head of human resource. That one will be rejected by the portfolio committee.
Honorable Chair, sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought Honorable Chair wanted a response. I just wanted to indicate that I jumped the issue of the recruitment policy and the role of the commissioners because I didn't want us to go into he said, she said, she did. But the letter, just to point honorable members and the chair to the letter, because it outlines what the challenges are around implementing the newly revised human resource, recruitment policy. I don't want to, you know, come across as I'm being disrespectful and implying that the truth is not being told. But I have explained everything in the letter because that was my key challenge. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
I think where we are going to differ with your organization is that issues of administration, it is the responsibility of yourselves, the commissioners, and yourself, a CEO, as an accounting officer. So there, you need to find each other. We don't want to deal with how do you implement the policy and how you are all learned individuals. And none of you is not having a degree there. And we are all specializing. So those things, in terms of interpreting the law, all of you, you understand, there's no language barrier there. So you as yourself, CEO and the commissioners, it's an issue that you need to go back and deal with. Because with that one, that's where we'll be saying we are interfering. So we don't want to be dragged in those things. Yourself must deal with that. If the policy is wrong or right, lapho sifuna ungena into zendles. We don't want to be dragged into those things. So yourself as commissioners, chairperson and deputy chair, with how do you define a policy and how do you apply the policy in terms of your day-to-day working or issues. So we can't get into that space. And then I think we've agreed with the honorable members have proposed other things, which I'll round up at the end. But I think those that were proposed, they must be implemented. Honorable Commissioner Mazibuko, I think the other thing that I wanted to ask you, commissioners, so that the honorable members of the portfolio committee can get clarity, is whether I was part of your panel when you were appointing your CEO or whether I'm working for CGE. I think it's something that needs to be clarified. Because where it was said in the newspapers, the chair was trying to influence, but I think the members of the portfolio committee, they also need evidence where I was trying to influence certain candidates to be appointed. But I think you have responded to that newspaper. But I think it needs to be said here in the meeting, so that it must not be like there are hidden things where the chair has done other things and members of the portfolio committee were not aware of, because as myself, as Nonhlanhla Ncube Ndaba, I'm being the chairperson of the portfolio committee. I'm not working outside the prescripts of the honourable member of the constitution, and I'm representing the portfolio committee. So whatever I'm doing outside there, it will reflect as something that is done by the portfolio committee. Any shenanigans that I'm doing there with that cap of being the chairperson of the portfolio committee, it will be taken that the chair outside the portfolio committee, she's using her position to do other things that the members of the portfolio committee are not aware of. And if I was part of the panel, then members of the portfolio committee must be told in this meeting that I was part of the panel and how I was influencing the process of appointing the CEO. It must also be said in the meeting, we must not hide anything, honorable members and commissioners. So in the meeting, these things must be at least clarified. Can we get a response, honorable Ntabiseng Sipanya Mogale?
Thank you, Chair. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted, on behalf of the committee that was set up by plenary, to go out and recruit a new CEO. We are not aware of any instances where there has been any interference. We submitted several reports to Parliament, and we submitted them to Parliament through the correct secretariat structures, reporting on how far the process is. We then further submitted the outcomes as per the resolutions adopted by plenary within the CGE. We therefore are not aware of any interference or your participation in that process. And I think maybe people can clarify what they mean, but we ourselves are not aware, and we were representing plenary. So as I speak now, I'm speaking as a subcommittee member to recruit the CEO appointed by plenary, and therefore speaking on behalf of plenary. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mogale, Commissioner Mogale. I see the hand of Namasonto Mazibuko, Commissioner Mazibuko.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good afternoon. It has been a long day. I think I would like to register and thank the honorable members who commented on the issue of disability. Albinism is a disability whereby it was enacted where people in Africa were killed, and we find that I worked on this program since 1992, and I find it very upsetting that today, in a clip where we were in a meeting, I was called the Swafe. And when you say albinism, it is one word that is accepted instead of albino. But I want to clarify the portfolio committee that Commissioner Botha incidentally called me the Swafe. So because of that, I want to go back, Chairperson, to say when I was appointed in 2014, I was given reasonable accommodation that lapsed in 2018, whereby CGE wanted to clarify. Then it is when the issues, my term came to an end. In 2019, when I came back, I was put in this portfolio committee where I was refused my reasonable accommodation. Today, the very reasonable accommodation that went up and down, to remind you, Chair, and the committee, that I was in Durban, where I lost my suitcase without reasonable accommodation. And the legal team of the portfolio committee was going to investigate that case. It has not done that. So what I'm talking about today is that it surprises me during Women's Month, preceding to the women to September, which is albinism month, a child that is born with albinism is still accepted in South Africa in the Department of Women, Youth and People with Disabilities that were called Izinkawu. Chairperson, I would like to ask your indulgence to say how speedily can this matter be attended to, so that when I talk to the people, all I did, Chairperson, I went through the procedure, through the handbook, to the commission. At this stage, I want to know from the portfolio committee, how do I answer? How do I bring back my integrity of being the founder and the national director of the Albinism Society? There are vacancies in CGE, Chairperson, that are not filled. Three vacancies that have been vacant. And those posts have never been filled. As you're speaking about filling the post of administration, even the post of commissioners are not filled. Chairperson, I would like to leave this meeting today, whether it's City Press, whether it's News 24, whether it's Sunday World, whether it's any other publication, what should I say to people and say, the portfolio committee said, we will see it, and where does my integrity stand? I feel so much embarrassed to be called by a fellow a commissioner who claims to be disabled as myself. And if I want to remind you, I did say in this meeting that disability is not homogeneous. And unfortunately, albinism should be accepted by the people of South Africa to take us as a disability. People with albinism are killed. Girls are butchered by the very men who pretend to be protecting us. I must say, CGE is no longer a safe space for me, Chair. What do you need me to say? What is your pleasure? Because I can see you are dilly-dallying, you're talking about all the issues. I am being insulted in this case by a fellow commissioner. What do I do, Chair? I would love to leave this meeting knowing exactly, yes, I have done my grievances. Procedural. What is the next point? Chairperson, my family has been humiliated. One point is Kiliswafe. The second point, first point in City Press is the daughter is nepotism. What is the issue of reasonable accommodation and nepotism? Honorable Natasha, I really believe with you to say, let's come and see. Let's look at people. Let's educate South Africa. I need us to educate the children and protect the children with albinism, that they are not nothingness. Neswafe, kintonyana, osa iti lukuru yubisa kahuri. Kiliswafe, hanabukhole. We are not disabled. We're just those people who cannot see in the sun, who cannot stay in the sun. Why, Chairperson, did you re-employ me to be in this into this commission? Am I replaced? Am I not doing my work? I can stand and vouch to say, I have been doing my work diligently. Chief Whitfield, they can tell you, I go to the extremes of KwaZulu-Natal, where I risk my life to say, somebody in the commission can say, oh yes, Aksas, mbonen lab, anyamala, mzo chinkatoban, nyeguk, nyisem seven signature person. It's unacceptable. Thank you very much.
Thomas Sonto. It says indeed. I'm not even sure what suitable words can I say to you. And I think Honorable PT can assist me with regards to this one, and Honorable Masiko, our sincere apology in terms of what has transpired in your meeting, especially the pain and humiliation that you felt, and it was done in your line of duty. And that did not set a good example. And even for us as honorable members, we were very disappointed because we did not expect this that can be done by a highly respected commissioner who's been there in the CGE for some years. And it's not a person who doesn't understand his role. That's why, as a portfolio committee, we are taking your matter very seriously. And I'm sure you have heard even honorable members have expressed themselves in that regard. And there was no way that as the portfolio committee, we would have taken your matter lightly. And that's why we'll want to hear from your colleagues on what is it that they've done so far, though the chair have presented to us that they've suspended the commissioner. And I think honorable members have also proposed and said we want to hear from them, but there was no way that the commissioner will be not taken to UTC by your organization, meaning by CGE. So, but maybe let's hear from, I see the hand of the chairperson. Let's hear what is the chair going to say to us and Mr. Rakolode, and then we'll say what is the final resolution on that one. Over to you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. And again, Chair, just to reiterate what you are saying, we were also highly, highly aggrieved by the utterances towards Commissioner Mazibuko, and really those words that were uttered both derogatory, but at the same time, Chair, as an institution such as the Commission for Gender Equality, a human rights institution, an institution that is supposed to uphold human rights, respect dignity of people, irrespective. Those words were really disappointing for all of us to actually come from one of us, Chair. So we have also taken the issue seriously, Chair. I think also guided by the handbook, Chair. We received a formal grievance letter from Commissioner Mazibuko, and we were guided by the handbook in terms of following a process, Chair, to where we are now. The handbook, Chair, has a code of conduct at the end of the handbook. And any breaches of that code, Chair, are clearly articulated in the code under 15.1. as well as 16.1A. So in following the handbook, Chair, we have put together a special committee of two commissioners who have investigated the facts and the circumstances of the allegations and of the alleged breach. And we have received a report that was tabled at plenary on Friday, the 6th of August. And that report came with the resolutions as well as the chairperson's decisions. And one of the decision, Chair, that we have taken is the decision to put Commissioner Border on suspension. And that suspension, Chair, pending the disciplinary hearing processes that will be instituted. And Chair, we will share the report of what we have done in terms of the investigation with your with the committee, as well as
please open your video.
Pardon, Chair?
Our communications department, they request that any member who's talking or commissioner must open the video.
Sorry, Chair. Okay, yes, Chair. Yes, Chairperson, that's where we are. We have put Commissioner Border on precautionary suspension pending the disciplinary processes. So the precautionary suspension was effective from Sunday when we offered him the letter after the discussions at plenary on Friday afternoon. So, Chair, we will actually follow all our internal processes to the latter to deal with this matter, and we will keep the portfolio committee aware, and we will share necessary reports with the portfolio committee on this matter.
Okay. Honorable Commissioner Rakolote.
Thank you so much, Chairperson of the session, Honorable.
I'm not the Chairperson of the session. I'm the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee.
Sorry, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. My apologies. It is not true that there was nepotism in appointing any PA in relation to reasonable accommodation. A policy was followed to the latter. There is a policy that guided the organization in appointing PAs for reasonable accommodation, including the PA of Commissioner Mazibuko. So it is not true. We will share the policy and the process followed. So it is not true. We wanted to go out right there that it's not true that there was nepotism in appointing the PA of Commissioner Mazibuko. I wanted to raise that. And I also want to reiterate that from where I'm sitting as a commissioner and with my colleagues, there is no interference that comes from portfolio committees to our work. And there's no toxic relationship that we're having with portfolio committee. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Rakolote. Chair, you want to come back? Commissioner,
yes.
Chairperson, you want
to come back? Yes, Chairperson, just on a very small matter, Chair.
Okay.
I think the question was asked, where are other commissioners? I just want to register that there was a written submission by Commissioner Busisiwe Dei. She is attending a disciplinary hearing committee processes at the University of Pretoria. I think that was the only commissioner who was not available. I think Commissioner Mukuti and Commissioner Ngoma Disepo, who were deployed elsewhere, but we did indicate that they should actually come out of the deployment and log on export. And I see they are here. So I want to register that there. Last but not least, I just want to assure the committee.
Who is here, Chair?
Is Commissioner Mutupi.
Oh, okay.
Who had an earlier deployment, and Commissioner Ngoma Diseko. They are here, Chair. They were deployed at the webinar of the Employment Equity Commission earlier today. Last thing, Chair, for me before.
I think, Chairperson, before, we were informed that there was a letter written by Commissioner Day, I don't know to say what, because what is expected from your commissioner, it's clear, it's loud and clear, you know what is expected from her, that she must, things that she was supposed to have explained is supposed to come through your office. In fact, we were talking about the investigation of the Eastern Cape and other matters, you know, Chair. So what is out there, it's not it's misrepresentation of facts. So I think that also we thought the commissioner is in this meeting, but also when I check the list, I don't see her on the list. Because you see, it becomes unfair for us as the portfolio committee that people outside will say other things, and when they are supposed to be in the meeting and talk to what is said out there, and they are not part of the meeting.
Chair, can I just talk about the investigation regarding the province chair? I believe there is a letter that was submitted directly to you, Chair, not so long ago. If it's not yesterday, it should be the day before yesterday. But I think that letter was directly submitted to you, Chairperson. So I haven't looked at the details of that particular letter, Chair.
It was not responding to what was said in the local meeting.
Yes. Yes,
remember, commissioners, when you are in parliament, you are under oath. So each and everything that you say in this meeting is recorded. So when you say something in the meeting and then you go out and you say something else, that means you are lying. Yeah, well, it's misrepresentation of facts. That you can be charged for that. So what is said in the meeting, it's recorded. So, as Dalisani la, anything you say in the meeting, it's taken as is. You said you were blocked to do your work and we need an investigation, and we are expecting a chair and CEO, we are expecting that report back to the portfolio committee. No stories. So we are giving you 2 weeks. We are giving you 2 weeks to give to bring that report.
Yes, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair. Just on other reports, Chair, that you alluded to earlier, that have already been submitted, Chair, are the following. We have submitted together with the PAC for the first and fourth quarter the following report. We have submitted the Likwa municipality report. We have submitted the Mpalume report. We have submitted the Zingoleni and Tembei report. And we have also submitted reports from CCC in Bloemfontein. So those are the reports that we have submitted today. And the one about the blockage, how the commissioner was blocked. I think information has been collected and it will be submitted within 2 weeks, Jay. Thanks.
Honorable Mpiti, may you please, you can come in. Because I'm trying to read, I can't see a Google location. So can you please talk?
Thank you, Chair. Keep going back and forth. But I really just want to ask a question, and I think it's important for myself going forward by what was said by Commissioner Regalode. I think he was speaking about in response to what the CEO had said regarding the HR policy. Now, I just went back to just see, but I see that we met as a committee on the 11th of May. This was the 11th of May, 2020. And the HR policy was then approved on the 27th of May. So he had mentioned that the policy was adopted on the 27th of May, but the matter that the CEO basically said was that, you know, it came to the committee on the 11th of May. So I just want to know what is correct there, because when you look at the policy 12.1 and 12.2, you see what it states there quite clearly. So I just need to understand when everything happened so I have that clarity. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I think Commissioner Rakalote, what is the actual date? What is the right date?
Let me switch on my camera. The policy was the recruitment and retention policy was adopted on the 27th of May, 2021. It was on Thursday.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Commissioner Ntabise?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just two things. I just wanted to reiterate on what Commissioner Rakolote has mentioned about Commissioner Mazibuko, that CGE revisited its policy and actually adopted it. There is no nepotism because the whole principle and fundamentals of reasonable accommodation is around familiarity, trust, safety, and comfort. Because people who need help tend to have extended hours, so people must feel comfortable to be there beyond the hours of work. But there's also the issue of dignity and privacy that underlie it. For example, in situations where people are paraplegics or quadriplegics and have to go into bathrooms and have to be helped. So it is usually, the fundamental of it is that you need to choose somebody that you will be comfortable with, somebody that you have a somewhat intimate relationship with. For people who are blind or find it difficult to see, you need to have somebody who can even go into your purse or handbag at the airport and take out your ticket and help you, and you would be comfortable and know that there is trust. And that is why the fundamentals of reasonable accommodation are saying choose the person that you would be comfortable with, and that is the point of departure. But it is deliberately misused against Commissioner Mazibuko, but we will answer this properly. Then coming to Commissioner Rakolote's second point, the issue that the policy that was adopted on the 27th of May was updated only on certain aspects. The aspects that has existed for years were covering us. The only aspect that we added was actually saying, yes, we may bring people in from outside who are experts in certain areas. For an example, when you have a CEO, it is helpful to call the CEO of another organization. Whereas before, we found that we had a situation where administration would rather call on staff from other chapter nine, going against the policy and ignoring the fact that the policy says commissioners have got to participate. I had the experience of interviewing audit committee members, and had we not insisted in plenary that audit committee is a committee of the board, or therefore we are going to be there, it was going to be interviewed by staff. That in itself is worrying. But when we got to the committee chairperson, we found that a junior staff member from another chapter nine had actually been asked to craft the questions to ask audit committee members. And when you say this is irregular, that is where you are actually regarded as, no, you are interfering. No, the policy had been there. We were supposed to participate, and we were not being allowed to participate. And now we said, yes, we will participate, but where we need extra expertise in specialized areas like finance, include in the new policy that we will. So that was a small adjustment of our policy. So I just wanted to clarify to Mr. Peter, to say, Honorable Peter, that there had been policy all along. It was just that small one. So CEO on the 11th of July was working within the context of an existing policy that we are saying, did you or did you not go according to that policy?
Okay. Yes. But it's funny, how do you go and take a junior official or an employee to craft questions of a senior position like that?
Fortunately, we intercepted and corrected those things.
Yes. Sorry, can I also just explain, Chair, very quickly? The appointment of the Internal Audit and Risk Committee has always been under a secretariat, the CEO. So we corrected that. And I think Commissioner Spanya Mukhale tried to explain that because it's a committee that is under the commission. So all six or seven committees are committees that are under the office that are under good governance, under the commission or the office of the chair. So what we have changed now, Chair, was that from now on, the appointment of the internal audit committee members is the responsibility of the commission because it falls under the commission's prerogative to appoint a committee and all other committees, Chair, where we appoint and deploy. Thank you, Chair. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Chair, it's me. Chair, it's me.
Okay, Chairperson. Thanks, Chair. And I think, Mpiti, you didn't lower your hand. Honorable Mpiti, you didn't lower your hand. You did raise it again.
No, it stayed up, Chair, but I just want to say, thank you for the explanation. I'm not 100% sure about it yet, but I'm going to just go back to my notes and be able to check that. But I just want to say just before I leave the spaces that on what has been said on the PAs, because it was now mentioned now, I think because the issue is now out in the public, it also requires an investigation because, you know, as I was listening to the response of a PA and, you know, I started to think, what is the job description of a PA? And so those things need to be important because in as much as I do understand the explanation around caregivers, et cetera, and very much sympathetic to Honorable Mazibuko, I think it's also very important for us to be clear on that because in a general understanding, nepotism, having your son or your daughter as your PA in the word and the most basic understanding of nepotism, that would be it, right? But I do also understand the explanation that is being given to us, but I think we would just need to understand how, you know, that comes about in terms of, you know, is it the job description amended? I mean, is it specific? You know, all those things so that it is quite clear for us. Because remember now, you know, we don't have the information, Chair, or the explanation that was given to us right now by the Deputy Chairperson of the CGE. But if we did, it would be easier for us to maybe make sense of it. Like now I'm able to say, okay, it does make sense for that to be made available for Commissioner Mazibuko. But I think as well, we need to be able to have that information and not to skip any corners that we also include that matter as part of the investigation into this issue, because we must be consistent in our processes and we must make sure that no one can call us out on not being fair to one and not fair to others. But in the main, I want to agree and say that we condemn what was said, or we don't agree with it at all. In fact, I think Honorable Ngobo did release a statement in support of you, Commissioner Mazibuko, to say that that is something that we do not support as the DA. We will not stand by it for people to be called derogatory names, as it was in that clip, and we hope that there's going to be a speedy resolution to you. I know as a committee, we are a committee of persons with disabilities, so we must come out very strongly against this chair, even if we can as a portfolio committee to release a statement. But we do condemn this. This is not something that we agree with. But yeah, that's what I'd like to say, Jay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we are also apologizing to the whole community of people living with albinism. We are apologizing as the portfolio committee, though it's something that was not done by us, but to restore their dignity and their integrity, we need to apologize, and especially because also even Commissioner Mazibuko has expressed her concern in the manner in which she was treated and humiliated by one of her. I don't know, you forgot to lower your hand.
Yes, Chair, I forgot, sorry.
CEO, you forgot to lower your hand?
No, Honorable Chair, I wanted to just make a comment because I don't want to leave an impression that is not necessarily true, that there is nothing stopping the recruitment of senior management at this stage. As Commissioner Alcolet was saying, that I must apply the newly revised, and I had said that is where the challenge is in terms of roles and responsibilities. So I'm glad that the issue of oversight has been put forward, because maybe we will have time to interrogate what this quagmire is all about. Eventually, when a policy is amended, it should still be within common law and governance principles. And if there is a disagreement around that, maybe we need assistance to get to a common understanding, because I think that's where the whole challenge is for me, so to speak. The issue of commissioners reviewing adverts, the issue of commissioners sitting in interviews where the only management who is a level higher than the position to be appointed is the CEO. And in terms of governance, the commissioner entity is an oversight entity within the institution.
CEO, so let me cut you there, ne? We don't want to be part of that explanation. You must go back to your organization and deal with other smaller things, you know, other integrities. You know, we don't want to be to reduce our meeting to those things. Go back to your institution organization, CEO, and with the commissioners, and outline your policies and whatever, and get a common understanding, and try to do things in an amicable way rather than making issues. And you see, this is what makes you to have all those things. Now another commissioner will want to respond, and then you want to tell us about your policies and what. You are better placed to deal with those things in your organization. So that's why I'm cutting you on that one. I think what is left, Honorable Matiko?
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry just to come in without raising my hand, Chair.
No, I've noted you and Honorable Mpiti.
Yeah. I just want to come in on this one that has been raised by the CEO, and if I'm hearing her correctly, Chair, and for me, maybe it should be a take-home for the chairperson of the commission. I'm picking up, Chairperson, that there's a stalemate on this matter. And that is what, if I'm hearing the CEO correctly, is that she's saying that the heart of the matter, of this matter not being resolved, is that there's a stalemate between probably the side of the CEO as well as the side of the commissioners themselves. So I think it's correct, Chair, if you are saying that maybe we should not be entering into a space of going back and forth and resolving this matter. But maybe it's something that the commission needs to take back home, led and through the decisive leadership of the chairperson of the commission, to ensure that whatever that the CEO is raising is resolved amicably so the process can be taken forward. I'm picking up that there's a stalemate between the two parties, Honorable Chairperson, and we request the leadership of the chairperson of the commission in resolving this matter, because it seems like the matter is not really going to be able to be taken forward amicably if there's a sort of a misunderstanding between the two parties on how the process should be taken forward. That is what I'm picking up.
Excuse this matter, Honorable Masiko.
Thank you, Chair.
We're not going to sit here and discuss these things about one I would say they must deal with them in a proper way and in an amicable way. We're not going to do that. We are dealing with adults here. All of them, they've read, whether it's a handbook or they know what it's guidelines or they know. They must go back and read and define and understand each other, and so that they can honor themselves, they must do it. We are not going to sit here and tell them. We as the portfolio committee, we've got other things to do. Today we've allocated this day where we're supposed to do our oversight work, our constituency work, trying to deal with matters of CGE. So we're not going to be dragged into those things. They are adults, they are learned, they must go and deal with those matters in a correct way. What is outstanding now? I think so far, if there's nothing else that we need to deal with, honorable members, I think it's clear things that are supposed to be investigated. Chairperson, we are giving you 2 weeks. The third week, we'll be expecting the report. The leakages from your organization must be investigated. Starting from Ira Kanare, you need to give us a report on who is leaking information from your institution. But for now, we need to get to the gist of the leakages that are happening most of the time at CGE. Honorable Sharif, Honorable PT have listed things that needed to be investigated, and I hope we have noted, Chair, and all your commissioners. The other one is the issue of BOSA. We have closed it. We said you have presented to us, and you are agreeing that Commissioner BOSA must be taken to DC, and the commission, the CGE must give us a report. We have given you time frames. It's all 2 weeks. Where you are not meeting deadlines will be extended by 1 week, meaning 3 weeks. And the portfolio committee must be informed in due course. Where you are not meeting the 2 weeks, you must inform us, but we'll extend it with 1 week. The adoption of the
I think it's the handbook or what, it must be done also within 3 weeks. And summoning of Dr. Tlaleng, yes, as the portfolio committee will write a letter that will summon Dr. Tlaleng to come and clarify the portfolio committee on the issues that she has raised in that newspaper. To clarify the portfolio committee, a letter by the portfolio committee will be sent to Dr. Tlaleng. The investigation that was supposed to be done by yourself on the issues of Commissioner Day must be done. We are expecting that report also in 3 to 4 weeks. I think what else did I left, honorable members? The filling of vacancies, CEO Chairperson and Mr. Rakolote, Commissioner Rakolote, I think that one is of the priority. You need to tell us, need to give us a report, because there can be an your organization can be having a skeleton positions, especially on the management level. At management level, you need to fill those positions. The CFO is a critical post, and the other positions, they must be filled. So I think those are the things that needs to be done. And then I think I've tried to capture, if there are other things, honorable members, that I haven't captured, but all the things PT, I think Commissioner Mokgale, the way you were explaining the appointment of the PAs, it needs to be written down so that we can get a proper report. And at least we appreciate that you have clarified us and with Mr. Rakolote on the process, but we need to get at least a written report on that one, the appointment of the PA to Commissioner Mazibuko. And then I think CGE must also apologize to the people of South Africa and to people with albinism on what has transpired in your organization, because I'm sure where they are now, they feel that, you know, you have violated, you know, because Commissioner Botha is part of you, so it's important to send us an apology to South Africans. I think so far these are some of the things that we have written. I have written down. And Honorable Sheriff, was there anything that I'm missing?
Chair, just the investigation on maladministration to be done.
All those that Honorable PT have raised, have listed, they are going to be done.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
all those that Honorable PT have listed, they must be done. If those are the things that you are saying, we need 3 weeks. If they don't meet 3 weeks, they need to inform the portfolio committee that due to time or whatever, they are going to give us a report to when, but we need to give them a location, a time frame on, but it won't pass for 4 weeks. It won't. So we're giving them so that they can work, start working on those issues that was raised today in the meeting. If they have forgotten, this, our staff is here, they will write down on issues that we need a report formally. They will get a written a letter that will also help them, so that if maybe they have not captured everything, those things will be sent to the office of the chair and the office of the CEO. so that they can be able to deal with those matters as they have been raised. I didn't hear from Commissioner Tlobatla, Commissioner, the Deputy Chair. You were quiet. I don't know whether it's like there were the honourable, the commissioners that have raised issues were so thank you very much. Maybe when you go back to your institution or to your organisation now, you'll start working together and understand what is your role and your responsibilities, and you must see to it that working as a collective and as a team is important for the effectiveness and the efficiency of CGE. So it's not about you, Wuthi, how do you feel, namhlanje? No, it's not about that. It's for you to work as a collective. Working as a collective is important. And for your working with your CEO without any tensions, it's also important. The CEO must not be afraid to do things, but you must work together. The CEO knows that she reports to you. But please don't make that environment to be not user-friendly for her. Please, we are appealing to you, commissioners. She needs your support more than anything, because without your support, it's not going to be easy for her to deliver, as per your expectations also. So it's important that you work with her in a very nice way. It doesn't mean the CEO must defy you or whatever, but the CEO must also know you know the boundaries. Puti, how must you work as professional? You know, your relationship is professional. Professionalism is important for you, for your institution to be effective. So we don't want to read the CGE, Emma Pepin. So I think with the things that we've discussed so far today, honorable members, I think we are done with this meeting. And where there's a need for corrective measures, you are going to do that, and you will report to us. And because you are next week, when are you coming to the portfolio committee? Nelisa, when is CGE coming to the portfolio committee?
On the 24th.
Oh, Chair, but Miguel won't come up my date.
Yes, Chair, I have them, Chair. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And, so that if we are dealing with your reports, your quarterly reports, we know what you are dealing with, quarterly reports, and we will pardon you so that you can write to us. But no, we're dealing with the quarterly reports, so we're not able to finish this work. Chair, can you give us any extension? But that's why we're saying we'll give you extension, provided that you have notified us on time. But yes. Meet your deadline.
No, Chair, there is a commitment from our side, Chair. We will do our level best, and we will communicate if we can't reach a deadline, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairperson. And was the Deputy Chair part of the meeting?
Chair, I'm here.
Yes, Chair.
Why was she muted?
No, Chair, I don't always have to speak, but when there's a point I need to raise, Chair, I would answer. Is there something, Chair, you would like me to?
No. I know
my colleagues have.
You'll take us, another 30 minutes, so we won't do this.
Thanks, Chair. No, I was here from beginning to end. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Members.
Okay. Commissioner Tobata, why were you muted? I'm not electricity, Mpumalanga.
You are still on mute, Commissioner Tobata. Unmute your speaker. Even Commissioner Motupi has been hiding somewhere.
Oh, Motupi, on Commissioner Motupi. Oh, okay. Where's Commissioner Motupi?
She's also here.
Where is she? I want to see the face.
Here I am here.
Motupi, the whole
time. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much, our commissioners, and thank you very much,
Chairperson.
I'm
trying to show you my face and ask why it's your pella.
Thank you very much, Commissioner O'Hara.
Okay. Listening very keenly.
Thank you very much, Commissioner O'Hara.
CGE is very important.
Yes. Commissioner Mazibuko,
Commissioner Mazibuko?
Oh, Sembon. Thank you very much, commissioners, and thank you very much, Chair and Deputy Chair and the CEO, and thank you very much, honorable members, for taking your time for our today's meeting, and thank you, Dr. Tembe, for being part of our meeting, and our staff members, and thank you very much. Please keep safe, wear your mask, and make sure that your families, they go for vaccination, and we pray that God must protect all of us against the COVID-19, and those of you who lost your loved ones, even South Africans, our sincere condolences. There's nothing we can do. It's a situation where we find ourselves in, but hopefully all of us will adhere to COVID-19 regulations. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, honorable members.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair and honorable members.
Thank you very much. Bye.